The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises with minor assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ace News reporter Fawn Sanity on location in downtown Bloomington for a special live report. Thank you. I appreciate the support. Now, please feel free to call the station and urge them to actually pay me for my work. Now, that's exactly what I had in mind. Hey, now, there's a large crowd gathered here on the square. I'm going to move in close to find out what's going on. I'll ask this gentleman what the situation is. Excuse me, sir. Sir?
Yeah?
What's going on here? Why is everyone gathered on the square today? Is it Donald Trump? Is he making an appearance?
Donald Trump? Who's that? Nah, we're here because they got Santa Claus, man. They're busting Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? That can't be. I better push through this crowd and see what's going on. Excuse me. I'm coming through. Media coming through. Get out of the way, you dimwits. I'm Fawn Sanity. Oh, my God, it's true. Santa's on his knees and a cop's cuffing him.
Come on, fat boy. You'll be going to the pokey.
The hokey pokey? Is that what this is all about? Or are you just being hokey? Officer, what are the charges against this man?
Look around, lady. He's parked a sleigh here with 8 chubby reindeer. They're taking up 4 parking spaces, and he hasn't put any money in any of the parking meters. We can't be letting the kiddies see them break the law like this.
Ho, 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 ho. I'll back off, copper, or I'll sick the reindeer on you.
Santa, tell my listening audience what's happening here, please.
Well, I just wanted to buy local, you see.
Well, yeah.
So I stopped to check out the downtown stores, and now I'm on my way to jail. I want my lawyer.
Santa, will you be able to do your usual Christmas run this year?
Not if I'm in jail. So, listen, just tell the kiddies and their parents one thing for me, could you?
Anything for you, Santa. Even though you never did bring me the pony I wanted, but what is it you wanted to say?
Live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Kelsey Greenwell Lang Morris Auditorium in Bloomington, Indiana, it's the Firehouse Follies!
Good afternoon and welcome to Negotiating the Santa Claus, the Firehouse Follies Winter 2015 Radio Variety Show Extravaganza, coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Fish Blackwell Winningham Salvaggi Greenwell Connedy Auditorium in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. We're pleased today to welcome back to the Follies the incredible songwriter from Chicago, Michael Peter Smith. And as usual, we're joined by the WFHB Gospel Girls, the Firehouse Rounders, and the Unusual Suspects Radio Acting Troupe with Master Tony Brewer on sound effects. Today's show is made possible by Ivy Tech Community College, the Indiana University Credit Union, Smithville Fiber, with additional support from Spring Hill Suites. Now, sit back in your chairs, close your eyes in eager anticipation, and let the Gospel Girls and the Firehouse Rounders give us a rousing start to the festivities.
You sinners, drop everything. Let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing, you sinners. Just wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout. Pour that music right out. Sing, you sinners. Wherever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved. You all misbehaved. If you wanna be saved, sing, you sinners.
That's Ross Martini. And Carolyn Dutton. There's Mr. Middleton. You sinners drop everything. Let those harmonies ring up to heaven and sing, you sinners. Just wave your arms all about. Let the Lord hear you shout. Pour that music right out. Sing, you sinners. There's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by the river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved. You all misbehave. If you wanna be saved, sing, you sinners. If you wanna be saved, sing, you sinners.
The Gospel Girls and the Firehouse Rounders. Next, well, they're not much, but they're all we've got. So please sound sincere in welcoming Richard Fish and Colonel Mike Kelsey.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Didn't sound very sincere to me.
Well, we're happy to see you here on this. It says here in the script, wintry day, but this was...
That was last year's script. You remember last year?
We got a great show lined up for you, or at least that's what Colonel Kelsey assures me.
And it is true, Richard. We are delighted to have the wonderful Chicago-based songwriter Michael Peter Smith back for an encore performance. And everybody is pumped for this show. I tell you, the Gospel Girls have been working out with their physical trainer.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Good work. Good workout.
Yeah. And the Rounders have been working out as well.
In their own way, I see. Yeah. Show me the way to go home. Yeah, all right. And how about you, Colonel Kelsey? Have you been working hard preparing for the show?
Well, actually, Richard...
Why do I not like the direction this is taking?
I haven't really had much time to make the preparations for this show, I'm afraid.
Busy day at the job, huh?
Not exactly.
Well, what then, exactly?
Mostly, I've been working on my memoirs, which will be put out by a major publisher very soon.
Major publisher? You mean like Mad Magazine?
Richard, have you been reading my mail?
We'll wait for the movie.
Be snarky, but remember, I can get Roseanne Barr to play you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking you all over the globe today, from Hawaii to the North Pole, with a stop here in Bloomington on the way. Can we get on with the show now, Colonel Kelsey?
I'd love to. It is my great honor to introduce one of my very favorite songwriters and singers, Mr. Michael Peter Smith.
I remember when gas was 11 cents a gallon around the time of Burns and Allen, way before Jimmy Fallon. I remember when gas was 11 cents a gallon. You had fish on Friday, you had to wear a tie to go to school. You also had to get a crew cut soon as it was summer, man. It certainly was a bummer, man. You couldn't look dumber. You had to get a crew cut soon as it was summer. If you didn't, your grandpa would say, "Where's your damn violin?" And when the stars got divorced, you couldn't go to their movies, no matter how groovy. You had to say no to their movies. When the stars got divorced, you couldn't go to their movies, no matter how fun, especially if they'd ever played a nun. That was when the Russians were gonna take us over, Parsippany to Dover, asphyxiate Rover. All the girls would have to change their names to Anna Pavlova. And if you were a guy, you're gonna have to change your name to Ivan. Joe McCarthy went on TV with his list of godless commies. Thank God your dad and mom were on his list of godless commies. You hoped he hadn't heard about your liberal Uncle Tommy who'd voted for FDR and went to a union meeting once. In case they dropped the atom bomb, you practice hiding underneath your desk. Never find a grotesque hiding underneath your desk. In case they dropped the atom bomb, you practice hiding underneath your desk. And every once in a while, you'd adopt a little pagan child who, for just a dime a week, would get a Catholic education in that pagan foreign nation. A Catholic education. He'd give up devil worship and he'd give up masturbation and have fish on Friday and have to wear a tie to go to school. Whatever happened to all those little pagan children? Isn't it bewildering, all those little pagan children? Whatever happened to all those little pagan kids? They never write, they never call, after we put them through DePaul. God bless them one and all. God bless them one and all. All the little pagan children, God bless them one and all. Everybody, God bless them one and all. God bless them one and all. All the little pagan children, God bless them one and all. The Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the morning, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret sewed in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again. Through unforgiving streets that trip him though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks he's alone and he calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The windmills whirl the winter in. She winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes the bed up, humming some old love song. She learned it when the tune was very new. He hums a line or two. They hum together in the night. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. One day a beautiful princess was walking on the bog. On a slab of peat, who should she meet but Fred the Talking Frog? Well, the top of the marnity, alas, hello, hello, Christy. I'd be glad, you know, if you'd stop a moment and listen close to me. You see, I've been bewitched and I'm needing a royal miss, such as your lovely self, to give this ugly mug a kiss. Such a metamorphosis will then ensue, I'll tell you true. For I'm really a farmer prince, and I'll straightway marry you. To me rateful, rateful Johnny Good Aram, Higgledy Pickledy down and around to me I love Hiram Ascarum, riding over just the Coventry town to me. Toady, Toady, Truman Capote, driving a Sligo with Molly O'Shea, but to dance by the sea with a right cup of tea and a bleary Sunday morning. Sing along. Well, I heard that song and the dance before, says the princess, it's all fine. But if it's a kiss you're after, the chances you'll have to stand in line. There's frogs outside me father's castle, frogs in the royal hall. Frogs is climbing up the chimney, frogs is bouncing off the wall. And frogs is floating on the moat and up the stairs and on the shelf. If I had to kiss every one of yous, Jesus, I'd have no time to myself. Ah, oh, let's make it swift, laddie, lately falls the hour. For I'm due back home for me evening and shift a pine and in the tower. To me rightful, rightful Johnny Godare, Miggledy Piggledy down and around to me I love Hiram Scarron, riding on the right horse to Coventry town. To me Toady, Toady, true and Gavody, faith and begar, it's more Rara, driving the Sligo with Molly O'Shea, for the dance with the sea with a right cup of tea and a bleary Sunday morning. You're getting it. Well, she's just about to kiss him when Mrs. Frog come hopping by, crying, "Fred, you're late for supper. Come in, dear," was his reply. "You mean he's not bewitched?" to the princesses. "Just odd," says Mrs. Frog, and into kissing princesses he meets upon the bog. And though I love me Fred, I fear he chafes the family ties. "I'd invite you home for supper, me dear, but we only have two flies. Thank God you didn't kiss him. This was your lucky day. Till I kissed Fred, I was a princess too. That's how I got this way. To me, rightful, rightful Johnny Goddard, and bingle-dee-bingle-dee down and around to me, I love Hiram and Scarborough, riding the White Horse down that's very farm. To me, Toady, Toady, true and Gabody, faith and me, Garrett, Swarian Ara, Arch to the Herald, this Barry was Gerald, we're driving to Sligo with Molly O'Shea for the dance by the sea with the Guinness and me, while it's beery Sunday morning. To me, Toady, Toady, true and Capote, faith and me, Garrett, Swarian Ara, Arch to the Herald, this Barry was Gerald, all in the Volkswagen with Victor McLaughlin, we're driving to Sligo with Molly O'Shea for the dance by the sea with an LSD, Timothy Leary, Sunday morning.
Michael Smith, ladies and gentlemen. And he'll be back in the second half of this show, but first, many of you know that the Waldron is celebrating its 100th year as a building. Mindful of our mission to educate the public by relating the stories behind the stories behind the stories behind the stories, the Firehouse Follies crack research team has put together an instructional video that hits some of the high points in the history of this illustrious building. If you could just douse the lights, please. Oh, thank you. Oh. No, I can't see a thing. We better get this thing rolling before the audience goes to sleep.
Hold on just a minute there. You can't tell the story of this building without speaking to someone who saw it as it happened.
Hey, fella. The building is 100 years old. How many people are there who saw it all happen? And, by the way, just who are you?
I am the ghost of Waldron, past, present, and future. I was here from the very beginning. I've seen it all, Sonny.
Sonny? The ghost of Waldron, past, present, and future? I never heard anything about the Waldron being haunted. And by the way, aren't there supposed to be three ghosts?
Ooh, budget cuts.
Oh, yeah.
There are secrets that Ivy Tech doesn't want to let out, and I'm one of them. Well, actually, I don't really haunt the building. I just steal goodies off people's plates during receptions.
So, how do you get to be the ghost of the Waldron?
Ooh, first you have to die. I died here on February 4th, 1916, during the first city council meeting held in this building. I died of boredom. The meeting went on until after 2 a.m. I remember it well.
Order, please, gentlemen. This meeting will come to order.
Mr. President, I object. There are women on this council now. The word gentleman is no longer appropriate, if indeed it ever was.
No. Wait a minute here. Women didn't vote until 1920. How could there be women council members in 1916? Hey, are you sure you were around?
Ooh, look, if you want to hear my story, shut up and listen. Bloomington has always been ahead of the curve on social issues. Trust me, I was there. Now, let's see, where were we? Here we go.
Now, I'm begging the honorable councilwoman's pardon. I'll try to do better. Now, this is our first meeting in this building, and we've got a lot of business to... Councilman Veland, what is the meaning of this? Why are you dressed like a deer, and what are all these deer playing kazoos?
Mr. President, I'm dressed this way and am accompanied by the Lake Lemon Deer Kazoo Orchestra. to make the case for urban deer. We must revise our city ordinances to accommodate those who wish to keep deer on their property. This will lead to more sustainable lifestyles. Urban deer are the wave of the future. Soon, they'll be everywhere.
Oh, that's a bunch of cow splat. Now, all it'll really do is cut down the business of the groceries and general stores that sell meat. Put villain back in the woods. We need laws that are more business-friendly.
I might remind you, fellow council person, that many of us no longer eat meat.
Speaking of more business-friendly laws, I'd like to know what the city thinks it's doing with this new roundabout. My horses get their reins tangled every time they go through the concerned thing. Businesses won't locate here if no one knows where to tell his businesses where to go.
Order, order, please. We have 118 items on the agenda for tonight's meeting, and there are citizens groups lined up here to speak to all of them. So I'd like to get started. First up is the proposed TPU, which is an ordinance regulating the construction and location of outhouses. I'd like to stress that this will not affect any pre-existing outhouses, all of which will be grandfathered in, no matter how bad they stink or who your grandfather is. Clerk, please read the ordinance. It's right there in the Sears catalog.
Be it resolved that all new outhouses...
It went on and on and on and on. About 1:30 in the morning, just before they got to the ordinance I had come to speak on, I croaked. I hit the floor and rolled into a laundry chute and went down into a part of the basement that never got finished, hit the wall, and knocked a bunch of dust over my body. No one ever noticed, because I had unfinished business, I became the ghost of the Waldron.
And what was the ordinance you wanted to speak to?
Someone had proposed pulling out the railroad tracks and putting in hiking trails. Can you imagine anything so stupid?
You haven't seen the current crop of presidential candidates, have you?
Any wigs this year?
Well, no, but the Know-Nothing Party is well represented.
It usually is. But getting back to our story, in 1931, a station was established on the southeast corner of the property to provide free milk for the hungry. They opened it from 10 to 10:30 on Mondays and Wednesdays, and you can rest assured that a lot of people needed those services to get through the Depression.
Hey, Joe, good to see you. No luck finding work yet?
No, there ain't much, but you know that. At least the city helps us out some. I got here at 6 this morning to be sure I got a place in line.
Yeah, I hear it. Folks are coming here from out of town because Bloomington's so generous. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think that's great. I'm proud that my city is generous. Strangers in trouble should always be welcome, no matter where they come from.
Yeah, well, maybe someday there'll be shelters for the less fortunate, and you and I know how easy it is to lose everything.
I sure do. I lost my place here.
Oh, well, with luck, the only lines people have to stand in once this recession is over to get in, it will be to get into stores to shop the day after Thanksgiving.
The 1930s were tough times. Moving on, the fire bay was put in 1950, along with offices and sleeping quarters for the firemen. Eventually, the city hall offices moved out of the building. I remember when the mayor met with the chief of police to tell him about that move.
Well, Chief, it's almost moving day.
Aye, and so it is, Your Honor. And I have to say how grateful we are that a city built us this nice building for us here now. Tie.
Well, Chief, when I said moving day, I meant moving day for City Hall, not for the police department.
Right.
I've decided to take that new building for myself. It's a waste putting you folks in it when you have these nice quarters right here where the jail is.
But Mayor, you cannot be doing this to us.
Oh, I can, Chief. And I did. Be seeing you around.
Before long, the cops and the fire department were gone, too. And I was all alone and bored. Then, in 1988, Rosemary Miller suggested to Mayor Allison that this building should be turned into an art center. Of course, there was a certain amount of opposition to that idea.
Hello, I'm Fawn Sanity, ace reporter for radio station WHAT in Bloomington. There's a demonstration going on at 4th and Walnut Streets by the old City Hall building, and we're on the spot to find out what's up. Excuse me, sir, what are you protesting about this time?
Well, I'm going to tell you, we don't need no stinking art center. They should tear this place down and put in something that'll bring back jobs to the area. Maybe a parking lot or something. But no, this People's Republic of Bloomington's got to have its art center.
Jobs, not art! Jobs, not art! Jobs, not art!
But the Bloomington Area Arts Council approved the plans, and in 1990 the building became an art center. They named it after John Waldron, a prominent businessman in Bloomington in the late 19th century.
But the story's not over, is it?
Oh, no. A brand new community radio station called WFHB.
Never heard of it.
Now, that's scary. Moved in 1994, and eventually the building came into the hands of Ivy Tech Community College. They renamed this room the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Auditorium, after some yahoo who was an uppity-up at Ivy Tech. He was rakishly good-looking, though.
Well, Mr. Ghost of the Waldron, I hope you have another 100 good years in this building.
They have lots of receptions, so I get to steal lots of snacks. There's only one drawback here for me.
And what's that?
That radio station keeps having variety shows in here, and I gotta tell you, their writers are bad enough to make me roll over in my grave if I had one.
I feel for you. And that was all true, every word. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the WFHB Gospel Girls.
One more time to hold you in that old familiar way. Cause when I said I loved you, there was nothing left to say. And it's too late to love you. I wish it wasn't so. Too late to love you. This much I know. Too late to love you. Too late to try again. Too late to love you, sweet lover and dear friend.
A Hoosier Darling song written by our own little Sarah Flintier. This is also a Hoosier Darling song written by our little Ginger Curry here.
Talking about peace.
Talking about peace.
All around they sang peace,
talking about peace,
wonderful peace. People talk about peace all around this world. You can hear it in the prayers of every boy and girl. Looking high, looking low, looking for peace wherever they go. They want peace, wonderful peace. Talking about peace,
wonderful peace.
Oh, oh, peace.
Talking about peace,
wonderful peace.
Wonderful peace.
A choir of angels from heaven came down,
singing peace on earth, goodwill all around.
They sang peace,
talking about peace,
wonderful peace. Peace is not a feeling or a fleeting thought. It's a constant flow from within your heart. So clear your mind, create some space, let your peace bless this place. Come on now, peace, wonderful peace.
Peace,
talking about peace,
talking about peace.
Wonderful peace. Oh, peace.
All around
they sang peace,
talking about peace,
wonderful peace. I think Suzette has something to say. Go ahead now, Sarah.
Talking about peace.
all around. They sang peace, wonderful peace. A choir of angels from heaven came down, singing peace on earth, goodwill all around. They sang peace, wonderful peace. They sang peace, wonderful peace. They sang peace,
talking about peace.
Wonderful peace.
Wonderful peace.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, friends, I guess that is the Gospel Girls. That is. I hope you all had a nice Thanksgiving holiday, complete with the free-range tofu that you yourself hunted down in the woods. Right now, there's a lot more satisfaction if you hunt down your own tofu, I'll tell you. It just tastes a lot better. Right now, though, I'd really like to tell you about Marvin. A free-range turkey lived on a farm back deep in the hills and hollers of Brown County. Every day, Marvin would go out to range freely, as free-range turkeys are wont to do, looking for food. You may not realize this, but it can be very difficult to find food if you're a turkey trying to hold to a vegan, gluten-free diet. And Marvin often had difficulty finding anything other than worms and stuff like that he could eat. On days like that, his practice was to hitch a ride to the local fast food restaurant, whose name will not be mentioned here because they refused to pay our product placement fee, and order anything he could get that was vegan and gluten-free. And he would gobble that down, as turkeys are wont to do. And then he would go back to the farm and spend much of the evening talking to a friendly spider named Charlotte. Because she was a friend, Charlotte warned Marvin of the fate that awaits most turkeys in late November. He'd been wondering why there was no December in his calendar, in fact. She used her knowledge of the World Wide Web to order him an assault rifle online, which he often took into the woods for target practice. Missed it again, Marvin. Then one day, when she was surfing the web, Charlotte found a listing for a turkey safe house. That's where turkeys were invited to go to hide from the annual Thanksgiving carnage. So, armed with his assault weapon and a special turkey GPS, Marvin made his way in the general direction of the safe house.
When legal, make a when possible, make a legal U-turn.
On the way, he was nearly trampled to death by a stampeding herd of tofuta beasts. Who were running because they were being chased by Puff, the magic dragonfly.
But he was able
to get out of the way. And he was able to bring one of those tofuta beasts down with his trusty assault rifle. He quickly field-dressed his prey, packed it up, and continued to the safe house. On arrival, however, he noticed that there was something terribly, horribly wrong. The area around the house was strewn with turkey feathers, turkey combs, and ominously, a spattering of giblets. With all of his senses quivering, Marvin went up to the door, tapped once, and gobbled out the password. A response came from within the house.
Gobble, gobble,
Andrew, before it's safe here.
Somehow, this did not calm him. The accent was clearly that of someone who was not fluent in Turkish.
Who are you? The guardian angel of all turkeys? You're Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin!
That's right, Robin. Don't you forget it.
So, stepping back from the door, Marvin did what any good turkey with a gun would do. He unleashed a salvo from his assault rifle. Sarah returned fire. Marvin was able to make his escape into the woods, however. And as far as we know, he is still a refugee. Unwelcome in almost all states, including Indiana. Now, I just want you to remember this when you have your Christmas turkey. And remember Tony Brewer. And Mr. Jason Fickle, you remember those Cadillacs with the really long fins and stuff? Yeah,
I sure do.
I think we need the Cadillac version of this song.
Jason. Me too. This song was made famous by the great Freddie King. It's called Hideaway.
One, two, three.
Russ on the piano. How about for Carolyn? Play some fiddle. The fiddle, Carolyn, ladies and gentlemen. How about it for this band, ladies and gentlemen?
It's 4:52, and you're listening to WFHB at 91.3 and 98.1 FM in Bloomington, Indiana. The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Ivy Tech Community College, the Indiana University Credit Union, and Smithville Fiber. We would also like to thank Aver's Pizza, Players Pub, and the Spring Hill Suites for additional support. That's right. They deserve it. Now we're going to take you to a place where it's always warm.
Yes, sir. I understand. Right away, sir. Right. Urgent. I'll tell him, sir. Steve, that was the governor. He wants you to come to his office immediately. He says it's urgent.
He always says that. Come on, Dano. Let's roll.
Oh, Steve, can't we take the car? Rolling gets my shirt dirty.
Oh, okay. Dano, let's drive.
What do you suppose this is all about, Steve?
Hard to tell, Dano. Maybe drugs. Maybe a flasher on a surfboard. Or maybe it could be the governor's nephew wants a spot on the show. Here's the governor's office. Let's go and find out.
Work, 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 work. Howdy, boys. Did you miss me? Oh, is that you, Steve? Come on in. This is urgent.
We came as soon as we could, Governor.
Good.
What's up? Murder? Theft? Drugs? Political intrigue?
Even more important than those, Steve. It's basketball.
Basketball?
It's game, Steve. They throw balls through hoops. Not nearly as much fun as surfing, but lots of people seem to like it.
Steve, this is Cookie Doe. She's a deep undercover agent for the Big Conference, specializing in basketball intrigue.
Cookie Doe? Is that your real name?
It is. No comments, please. I've heard all the jokes. And frankly, they're half-baked. I told ya. My parents, John and Jane, had a sense of humor.
Oh, so do you have a brother named Clay?
As a matter of fact, I did. He got potted and glazed over in the kiln.
Your parents were strange, all right. The only people I know who would saddle a child with a name like yours, write scripts for radio shows, and they're not allowed out in public. But tell me, Ms. Doe, what is the Big Conference?
Please call me Cookie. And that's not the Big Conference, it's the Big Conference. All caps.
Right, Cookie. The Big Conference. What is it?
It's also known as the Big Ten. It's a college athletic conference made up of 14 teams.
14 teams in a conference called the Big Ten. Dano, do you know anything about this?
Yes, Steve. It's a bunch of Midwestern colleges. You know, Ohio State, Nebraska, Maryland, like that.
I don't know much about the lower 48, but is Maryland really in the Midwest?
It is if you live in Maine. The thing is, the Indiana University basketball team is coming to Hawaii to participate in the Maui Invitational Tourney, and we have reason to believe that the entire team, the coaching staff, and even the cheerleaders and pom-pom girls are in mortal danger.
And the Indiana University basketball team, they're a part of this big conference?
That's big, Steve.
Oh, right. The big conference. Where's this team located?
In the state of Indiana.
And that state is where?
It's in the Midwest, Steve. Somewhere around Mississippi. You know, it's the state with the governor who's...
Oh, that state. Okay, it's starting to get clear to me. Now, why is this Indiana University basketball team in mortal danger?
Our information suggests that the entire team, the coaching staff, the cheerleaders, and pom-pom girls are going to be kidnapped by an evil consortium of evil people, and they will be replaced with lookalikes while the evil members of the evil consortium torture them to learn the secrets of a successful basketball program. Forget the fact that IU doesn't actually know any of these secrets, apparently. This could result in another national championship for Kentucky. Yeah, I know. Needless to say, that cannot be allowed to happen.
Needless for you to say. A crime of this scale could be organized by only one criminal mastermind we're familiar with.
You mean...
That's right, Dano. Woefully fat. I can sense his presence here, sure as there are 14 teams in the big, conference.
Do you think his brother's involved, too?
Low fat? No, he and his wife, polyunsaturated, only work in really trendy places.
Can you stop this woefully fat person from gobbling up the Indiana University basketball team? The entire Big Ten Conference will be relying on you, all 14 teams, and any others we might have added since yesterday.
You can count on me, Cookie. I won't crumble.
Of all the nasty, evil plots I cooked up in my wrong and rewarding career in evildoing, I must say that this time I've outdone even myself. Are all the preparations complete, Toddy? Are we ready to go one-on-one against the Indiana University basketball team?
Yeah. The buses have been hired, the meal has been ordered, and we have obtained the services of the hypnotic hula dancers, Master. All is ready.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not Toddy. My Toddy is a mare, not a female.
It's still me, boss. Just call me Caitlin. Toddy was a toadette locked up in a toady's body, but now I'm free to be me.
Well, as long as you continue to do my evil bidding, it's fine by me.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, boss. Can we go over the plan again? Toadette has slight memory problem, but...
Clinton, couldn't they have fixed that in the surgery?
Sorry, boss. It cost a lot more, and Obamacare wouldn't cover it.
Thanks, Obama. Very well. My plan is so delightfully evil that it pleases me to repeat it.
Gee, thanks, boss. Toadette still likes evil plans.
Clinton, shut up and listen. First, I will meet with the coach. Cream, wasn't it?
I think that was Crane, boss. Ow! What was that for, boss?
For being lied, you miserable cretin of a toady.
I'm sorry, boss. It won't happen again.
See that it doesn't. Okay. Now, where were we?
We're in a hotel, boss. I thought you knew. Ow!
Clinton, haven't you ever heard of a rhetorical question?
Toddy hears lots of rhetoric, boss, but in debates. No good questions, though. Ow!
Clinton, I told you to stop being light.
Now, I will meet with this coach person and tell him that I am his hospitality agent. That we are going to take him, his team, his coaches, and the cheerleaders and pom-pom girls to an authentic Hawaiian luau. We'll lug their food. The hula dancers will hypnotize them with their special naval jewels. And then we will drive them to our fortress, replacing them with our team of specially trained doubles. Then we'll turn them over to our evil bosses and correct our generous fee.
Great, boss. Can Toadette be a pom-pom girl? Toadette always wanted to be a pom-pom girl.
Clinton, pom-pom girls are good-looking, not ugly like you.
Boss, that's sexism. Toadette may have to sue.
Just do what I tell you. I'm the boss, you're the toady.
Okay, boss, but this isn't the 20th century. Toadette has equal rights.
But not equal billing. I'm the genius here. Now, I'm going off to meet this coach person. You watch out for McGarrett. I don't want Hawaii 4-9 to mess this up for us.
You can count on Toadette, boss.
All right, I just go down to the lobby. I tell you...
Gentlemen, this is Cookie Dough. She has information that a serious crime will be committed if we don't act. Of course, none of us actually can act. But that's beside the point. Cookie, this is Kono, our token Polynesian.
Well, I sure am pleased to meet you, ma'am.
You don't sound Polynesian to me.
Well, that's probably because I'm from the southern part of the island, ma'am.
And this is Chen. Like Kono, he only gets one name. He's Chinese, so that makes him our expert on all things having to do with technology.
I'm very pleased to meet you, an actual person from the lower 48. Ma'am, we shall do all in our power to thwart this crime. Hong Kong, you know.
Now, gentlemen, I'll ask Cookie to explain the situation to you, so... Hey, where's Dano?
Why, he was here a minute ago, Steve.
Steve!
Calm down, Dano. What is it?
Steve, I just heard from one of our patrolmen down at Awakalukamaka Cove. He said that a bunch of freshwater fish just swam into the cove. He said there are crappie, bluegill, perch, and maybe even some catfish.
I knew something like this would happen one day. Wait a minute. I do have some emergency equipment locked up here. Here, take these and get right over there.
A fishing rod, a reel, and a can of dirty stink bait? What am I supposed to do with these, Steve?
Hook 'em, Dano.
Right. Oh, and Steve?
Yes, Dano.
I almost forgot. There's a rumor on the street that the hypnotic hula girls have been booked for a special luau at Makalukalakalakalawaia Cove tonight. I'm on my way to a Makalukalakalakalawaia Cove now.
The hypnotic hula girls? Aren't they the ones who use special hypnotic devices stuck into their navels?
Well, that's right, Steve. The people who hire them to wear special... They wear special glasses to make them immune to the hypnotic rays. The dancers hypnotize the victims, and then their victims go in and steal everything they got. Why, we've had an eye on them for a long time, but every time we get close, they hypnotize us, and we've never been able to prove a thing.
Chen, can those devices be reprogrammed so they hypnotize the people wearing the special glasses and don't affect the others?
Why, certainly, boss. All I'd have to do is to increase the frequency by about 1.2 gigahertz and then reverse the polarity, rotate the devices on their X hinges about 38 degrees. I believe that should do it.
Make it so. Cookie, I think your worries can be put to rest. I know just now how we can stop Woefully Fat and protect this basketball team that you're worrying about.
How's that, Steve?
We're going to give them a luau they'll never forget. Kono! Chen! Go change those hypnotic devices. Woefully Fat's going to be in for the surprise of his evil life.
Well, you got it, boss. Come on, Chin. Let's roll. Because we ain't got no budget for a car.
Now, Cookie, we'll just have to wait until this evening. What do you say you and I go out and see if we can make some crumbs, if you know what I mean?
Ooh, that sounds good to me, big boy.
Dispatch from McGarrett. Dispatch from McGarrett.
Oh, Lord.
Make a quick dispatch. I'm on a mission of some urgency.
I've got Dano on the phone for you, Steve.
Put him through. Yeah, Dano, what is it?
Steve, I caught dozens of those fish. What do I do now?
Well, first you clean them. Then you fillet them. And then you find some cornmeal and get over to Muckalaka-laka-hoo-laka-taka-cove.
Muckalaka-hoo-laka-taka-cove. What do I do there?
Cook them, Dano.
Coach Clean, it is most fascinating speaking with you. Tell me, how do you hope to maximize assists and eliminate those pesky overturns?
that's turnovers, and we're considering aversion therapy.
Oh, aversion therapy. What does that entail?
Oh, well, every time a player has a turnover, we apply a mild electrical shock to a receptor sewn into his athletic supporter. That usually gets their attention.
Absolutely. I can only imagine. But one minute, please. One of the hula dancers apparently wishes to speak with me. Toadie, you cretin! What are you doing dressed as a hula dancer? I thought I told you to watch out for McGarrett.
Toadette undercover, boss. And Toadette just saw McGarrett and a young woman approach our six.
Oh, cretin!
Ow!
What does our six mean?
Military slang, boss. I saw it on TV. Oh. It means our rear end.
Oh, jeez. You should know. Ah, oh, back there. I see them. Oh, look. Look. There's Dano carrying a huge bag of something. Some charcoal? And a shovel. Oh. Oh, excuse me for a moment, Coach. Apparently there is some problem with the feast that I must see to. Are you enjoying the dancers?
Oh, very interesting. Absolutely. No question.
Good.
Hey, Coach, check out the jewels in the belly dancers' belly buttons. Oh, wow, that's way cool.
Oh, yes, my young basketball star. Soon you will find that those jewels are fascinating indeed. I will be right back, Coach.
Oh, yeah, but I am.
Oh, Mr. McGarrett, need I remind you that this beach is private? You are not welcome here.
Woefully Fat, you are not welcome anywhere on my island. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, well. In that case, relax and enjoy the dancers. They're about to do a very special dance. Excuse me while I put on these glasses.
Sorry, Woefully Fat. We reversed the polarity of those beams. You're the only one who will be going anywhere, and you're not going to like where you're going.
Oh, I hear a thing. Very
dead. Oh, I will do your bidding, Miss Margaret.
We'll get to you in a minute. Dano, cuff him and wait for me. Cookie, get the coach to come over here for a minute.
Weren't those jewels the dancers were wearing cool, Steve? They really shaked them.
Shook them, Dano. How many times do I have to correct your English?
Coach, this is Steve McGarrett from Hawaii 49. He just saved you and your team from being abducted by a criminal mastermind.
You mean the guy I was talking to? He seemed so nice. Absolutely, no question.
Appearances can be deceptive, Coach. That's why we have instant replays. Don't let any of your people eat the food over there, by the way. It's drugged. Could cause your turnover rate to go way up. We prepared a separate feast for you here. Cookie, take care of the coach. I have business to attend to.
Get your players over here and help yourself, Coach.
Okay, everybody over here for the food. Come on now. Come on, kids.
Hey, Coach, this fish tastes just like the crappie my mama used to cook. Are you sure this is authentic Hawaii food?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question. It's what they gave us, son, and you always take what they give you. Absolutely. No question. I'm sure it's authentic. Pass the grits.
Well, Dano, looks like we've gotten woefully fat dead to the rights this time.
Right, Steve. Should I take him downtown now?
Yeah. And it's time for me to say what you've all been waiting for. File the necessary papers, Dano.
Special thanks to Michael Smith for stepping in as Dano. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the WFHB Gospel Girls.
I hear the you're doing fine, and I guess I'm okay too. Still, every now and then, I'd like to touch your skin, boy. I wanna sing to you.
I wanna sing.
But for now, it's just me and your memory sharing a bottle of wine. On this cold, silver night, a song's taking flight as I think about you one more time. Up here in Indiana, there's a bright new sprinkling of snow. Looks like God spray painted diamonds over everything. Now that's a show. I remember you on a moonlight beach,
moonlight beach,
watching stars fall from way up high. And here in Indiana, I'm thinking about you tonight. Here in Indiana, I'm thinking about tonight.
Thank you. By Suzette Weekly.
have yourself
sweet silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas ding is here, dong, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, that is the song with joyful ring, dong, all caroling. One seems to hear words of a cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, o'er hill or dale, telling the tale. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of the cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, dong, ding, dong, merry Christmas. With joyful merry, merry Christmas. On they send, on with that in their joyful tone to every home. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding, dong, ding, dong, that is the song with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of its cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, o'er hill or dale, telling the tale. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. On they send, on with that in their joyful tone to every home. On they send, on with that in their joyful song to every home. Ding, dong, ding, dong.
And now let's pause for a word from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Friends, do you have pets? We all know what pets can mean to children, and Fiddlin' Joe has found a way to make things a lot easier when your children's beloved pet has gotten to the end of its leash.
Mommy? Mommy? There's something wrong with Fluffy.
Your baby bunny? What's wrong, dear?
Fluffy doesn't feel good, Mommy. She just lied around and didn't eat her dinner.
Let me look. I'm sorry, dear. I'm afraid that Fluffy is, well, She's
sick, Mommy. We have to take her to the doctor.
But I don't think the doctor can do much good for Fluffy, dear. She's...
That doctor! We have to take Fluffy to the doctor. If we don't take her right now, I will hold my breath till I turn blue.
I'm not sure where...
Well, Mommy, looks like you're stuck between a rock and a stiff bunny rabbit.
Where did you come from?
Oh, that? It's a radio trick. You probably wouldn't understand.
Probably not. I don't know what I should do. This rabbit has eaten its last carrot. It's got about as much life in it as the IU basketball team.
Well, as is so often the case in these situations, Fiddlin' Joe has the answer you're looking for, Mommy.
Fiddlin' Joe? You don't mean I should take Fluffy to Arby's Roadkill A-Go-Go, do you?
Oh, no, that would be downright cruel. Tasty, I'm sure, but kind of mean. I'm talking about Fiddlin' Joe's brand new startup, Fred's Veterinary and Taxidermy Services. If there were any life left in poor old Fluffy, Fred would find it and move heaven and earth to cure her. But when the inevitable occurs, you still get Fluffy back, mounted with all her personality shining right through those little glass eyes.
Why, that sounds perfect. She'll be just as happy with a stuffed rabbit. Come on, dear, we're taking Fluffy to Fred's.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy! I love you, Mommy. And I love Fiddlin' Joe, too.
That's Fred's Veterinary and Taxidermy Services. Either way, you get your pet returned, and that's our bunny back guarantee.
Aw, Fluffy looks so cute now. Nice, Fluffy.
And friends, it won't be long until Christmas. And if I had to guess, I'd say a lot of you out there aren't finished with your Christmas shopping yet. Fiddle and Joe's got a 3-for-1 coupon book that can be the perfect solution for those hard-to-buy family gifts. Why, for the price of just one superior product, you can get ugly away for your brother-in-law, Vialis for your husband, and your choice of any Fiddle and Joe non-action figures for the little one in your life.
I want Donald Trump.
I will make us great again. You're fired.
That's Fiddle and Joe's 3-for-1 gift coupon book. It's available at Buddy Bill's Beet Barn, Wee Willie's South, Ladyman's, Hayes Market, Bruce's Cafe, Ferris Market, and many other great locations that you might remember.
Here's a Christmas story you might not be familiar with. It begins in the North Pole reindeer stables.
You know Benny and Marco and Teddy and Ricky, Mikey and Carly and Randy and Christy. But do you recall the most bellicose reindeer of all? Donald the brown-nosed reindeer had a brown and fluffy nose, and every time his mouth moved, you could see the darn thing grow
like Pinocchio.
None of the other reindeer thought that he was worth a dime. They said he spent his whole day wallowing about in slime. Then before election day, Santa's words were clear. Donald, pack up all your stuff. Leave us now, we've had enough. All of the other reindeer jumped around with joy and glee. Donald, the brown-nosed reindeer, soon you will be history. The brown-nosed reindeer, soon you will be history.
Hey, what do you mean, I'll soon be history? I'm not going anywhere. I'm leading this race, you know. I'm the only one willing to pander to the lowest common reindeer denominator.
I know you'd like to think that, Donald, but the truth is, just as I lead the reindeer world in antler replacement surgeries, I also lead all the important poles.
Benny, my parents were forced to move to the North Pole from the South Pole when the South Pole came under the rule of a despot that my father once fought for. And by golly, I'm not going to let anyone else with that kind of background here in the North Pole. Safety first, I say.
Marco, you're polarizing things.
We must all make choices, and I'm sure that the citizens of the North Pole will choose me when the time comes. They'll see how logical it is.
No, they will choose me because I am a brilliant businesswoman who will run the country like it was a computer company, will expand, make a lot of money, raise my salary, and buy me some new jets.
You, Carly? Who could ever vote for you? Just look at her. She's got a face only a mother reindeer could love.
See the happy, friendly reindeer, tra-la-la-la-la, they do go on. Soon there'll only be just one deer, tra-la-la-la-la, who'll be that one?
Hey, come on, you guys, let's get serious. I'm the only one who's got a pedigree to be the leader of our great North Pole society.
Oh, think so, Jeb. All you can do is follow the sleigh and pick up after the reindeer who do have energy. I'll make the North Pole straight again.
Well, yeah, just wait a minute, though. My father was a leader once, and so was my brother. And if he could do it, anybody can do it, even me. Now, look, we've got some serious security problems here, and we need some serious policies.
Oh, you want policies? We build a wall. Canadian caribou are stampeding into the North Pole. And they're taking all the good jobs. And the Canadians aren't sending their best caribou. I mean, come on. These creatures are downright nasty. They wear flannel. They talk funny. And they expect socialized medicine.
Yes, and there's not a single Canadian caribou qualified to be a surgeon.
Donald, we can't afford a wall.
We don't have to build it ourselves. I'll negotiate with that Trudeau fellow, and before I'm done, he'll build it and pay for it himself with the money he's made from that left-wing comic strip he draws.
Keep running, you brave reindeer, let nothing you delay. You're the ones who'll pull the sleigh on this Christmas day and save us all from Santa's powers. He's just gone astray. Oh, presents for good little boys, but not for girls.
What? Well, that's not right.
Oh, presents for good little boys.
Nothing for the girls, huh? Now there's your war on women.
Hey, what's she doing here? Elves aren't allowed in the stables, Hillary.
You reindeer are all clowns. All you ever think about is who's going to get the presents. The citizens of the North Pole realize that it's the elves who make the presents, and the reindeer just give them away. And if they understand that, they know that I, above all the elves, am the best qualified to lead.
Yeah, sure, Hillary. Why don't you send me an email about it?
Yeah, but we do not need any of your personal insults, Donald. It is time that we talked about the real issues.
That's right.
Bernie's a great elf, and an elf with real good health. Running through the snow just to make things go up here in the great North Pole.
How'd he get in here? He's a septuagenarian. No one wants a leader who's a septuagenarian.
You are correct. I am a septuagenarian, but I am a democratic septuagenarian. There are some important distinctions there that you need to be made aware of.
Oh, the only thing I need to be aware of is I'm a winner. I have made a fortune by being a winner, and I know how to negotiate.
Oh, so what do you plan on doing about the climate change?
Climate change? That's junk science. Hey, Marco, could you turn up the air conditioner? It's getting warm in here.
That's greenhouse gases at work, Donald.
Greenhouse gases. I'll show you greenhouse gases.
Disgusting.
Now that's real.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Now I know you folks just can't wait to replace me, but I do need to remind you that Christmas is coming up. And whatever you might want, I'm still Santa, and I'm still running things.
Of course, Santa, and you know I've always supported you and respected your opinions and your policies. You can count on me to help.
I will help as well, but you know that there are many aspects of your policies on the distribution of presents that I do not necessarily support. But that will all change once I have become the Santa.
The elves, they are a happy crew. They love to dance and play because they know that one of them will drive the Christmas sleigh and save us all from Donald's power. He went too far today. Oh, presents for good boys and girls.
Good boys and girls.
Oh, presents for good boys and girls.
Correct. Presents for all children, regardless of the socioeconomic backgrounds, as well as a free college education.
Oh, well, that's fine, Bernie. But I have to confess, I am a bit concerned about some of the letters I've gotten this year.
How's that, Santa?
Well, listen to this one.
Ring the Smith and Wesson, Santa. Need a Smith and Wesson now. Bring a Smith and Wesson, Santa. Every little once in a while.
Oh, now doesn't that sound like things are getting a little bit out of hand?
The only thing that'll stop a bad kid with a gun is a good kid with a gun. It's in the Constitution.
And the Bible.
That's right. And the Bible. Santa, without us reindeer, the sleigh of state will come to a halt. You need us to pull it. And if you don't give us certain concessions, you may find yourself with a stalled sleigh come Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's tough talk, Marco. Yeah. But you know, I won't repeal SantaCare. You can try to ground the sleigh if you want, but you know what the reactions of the people who don't get their presents are going to be.
You've got to give us something to show good faith, Santa.
Now listen, the North Pole can be successful only when the reindeer and the elves work together. I myself started out as a lowly elf, but I always worked with the reindeer. All you guys do is bicker.
Well, of course we bicker. It's a lot easier than coming up with new ideas. The press loves it when I insult people and I bicker.
Actually, I know what you're saying here, Donald. I myself have new ideas, but I do not bicker, and the press doesn't pay any attention to me.
Did somebody say something? Santa, no reindeer, no sleigh rides. You need us.
Without the elves, there won't be anything to put on the sleigh, even if it does go. So you need us, too.
We can't be afford to be flitting around the globe and giving away all these presents. Who are you going to get to pay for them? If you had any experience in business, you'd know that you have to make more money than you spend. Frankly, I'm not seeing a business plan geared toward success here. All I can say is, Santa, you're fired.
Now, just a minute. The world depends on Santa. If we can't make the normal rounds on Christmas morning, we'll lose support all over the globe. It's vital that the sleigh moves out on time on Christmas Eve.
On the sleigh needs to go to every household. We can't just stop at the homes of the fat cat reindeer who think they can buy our sleigh and get all the benefits for themselves.
You just say that because you're a septuagenarian.
That's democratic septuagenarian to you.
Well, the truth is, the sleigh's gotten bloated. The best sleigh is a small sleigh, and when I'm Santa, I'm definitely going to shrink it.
Okay, folks, now all right. What was I saying about bickering? There will be no changes in the size of the sleigh as long as I'm Santa. And I still have a while before one of you lucky folks takes the reins away from me. I expect cooperation from you, not bickering.
We're not bickering.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Enough already! We have to go through some details now for the Christmas run.
I should lead the sleigh, not Rudolph. He's a red.
Donald, the only time you were ever a part of the sleigh crew, you couldn't stop in time.
That's how his nose got so brown. Yeah, but it still doesn't explain the hair, though.
That's true.
I was in the wrong place. I shouldn't be in the pack. I'm the natural leader. If you don't let me lead the sleigh, I'll have to give some serious thought to outfitting my own sleigh and making my own run.
Yeah, it is dangerous out there, and we need to outfit the sleigh with the most up-to-date stealth technology we have. And we need more weapons, lots of big snowballs, bigger snowballs. You are aware of the plot to overthrow Christmas, aren't you?
Oh, yes. It'll be on WFHB radio at 5 p.m. on Christmas Day.
And the war on Christmas. Don't forget the war on Christmas.
The sleigh needs to be prepared for the worst, whatever that might be.
And we have to raise the wages of the elves who do the work. They can't have a decent life on what they're earning now.
We don't have any money for that. Their wages are too high as it is anyway. They'll just have to sacrifice.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe you should sacrifice Donald?
Me? No way. I'm smarter than they are. I deserve to be rich. If that's the way they feel about it, you're fired.
Now, we don't need to arm the sleigh. No, 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 no. We've been making these runs for centuries, and we've never had a problem, unless you count the time that UFO... Well, no, it was a weather balloon when we ran into all that swamp gas and so on, tried to stop us, yes, but...
Santa, the sky's not safe anymore. Everyone's got high-powered rifles and laser pointers, as is their right, I might add.
Yeah, and what about drones? I used to think drones only lived in my family, but there's lots of them out there, I hear.
Now, one last time, we are not going to close down the sleigh, and we are going to make our usual run. And we will visit everybody, as we always have done. Now, remember, I have my nosy Santa administration. And the NSA is an intelligence gathering system that is the envy of heads of state throughout the world. Unless they're snowed in. Little Stella Weekly is not going to get a pony this year. She's been a naughty little girl. But Ginger and Sarah have been good. They'll get their ponies.
He listens when you're sleeping and when you're on the phone. He hears you when you're talking trash, so leave well enough alone. Oh, you better shut up. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is listening. Santa Claus is listening. Santa Claus is listening to you.
Now that's really interesting. Ho, ho, ho.
Remember, Santa knows. Oh, and have a nice holiday season, folks.
The baby was born, born, born in Bethmatter. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? See, I'm going to send thee two by two, boy, two for falling silence. One for the little bitty baby who was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Go fiddle! Go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I said, I'm going to send thee three for three, four, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bit of baby who was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Go, guitar! Woo! Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I said, I'm going to send thee four for four. Four for the poor king knocking at the door. Three for the Hebrew children. Two for Paul and Silas. One for the little bit of baby who's born, born, born in Bethlehem. Drum solo. Ow! Come on. Go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm going to send the 10 for 10, 14 for 10 commandments. 9 for the 9 I left behind, 8 for the 8 got stormed the gate. 7 for 7 went to heaven, 6 for 6 that couldn't be fixed. 5 for the gospel preacher, 4 came knocking at the door. 3 for the Hebrew children, 2 for Paul and Silas. 1 for little bitty baby who was born, born in Bethlehem.
Ross Martini Eiler and the Firehouse Rounders. Now, folks, please join me in welcoming back Mr. Michael Smith.
I've been thinking. I've been out in the hills thinking, almost you might say like Jesus when he went into the wilderness.
think himself out of mess of troubles. Praise God, hallelujah, I ain't saying I'm like Jesus, but I got tired like him. I got mixed up like him. And I went into the wilderness like him, without no camp and stuff. Praise God, hallelujah. And I got to thinking, only it wasn't thinking. It was deeper down than thinking. And I got to thinking that there was the sun and the moon and the stars. And there was me looking at them. And we wasn't separate no more. We was one thing. That one thing was holy. Oh yeah, praise God, hallelujah. Oh yeah, praise God, hallelujah. Oh yeah, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh yeah, praise God, hallelujah. Oh yeah, praise God, hallelujah. Oh yeah, praise God, hallelujah. Winter nights so cold and lonely. Deep in space the ice stars gleam. See your breath against the black sky. In the stillness of a dream. On a night like this, in ancient times, I heard a child cry. I was only passing through. A wanderer am I. There he lay inside a manger. Something drew me to the sight. Angels, wise men, shepherds, donkeys, rendered equal on that night, on a night like this. In ancient times, beneath a winter sky, frozen in my memory, yet a wanderer am I. Some of us live but a moment, and too soon are lost in time. Some of us must live forever, victims of a witch's rhyme. On a night like this, in ancient times, beneath a winter sky, he will bring me home, I know. A wanderer am I.
I gotta tune a little bit. Some of you may know that. The turning of the planets
in their appointed rounds. The timing of the universal clock slow winding down. The last blue star of morning to greet the risen sun. Every sense and mind agrees, an artist lives in all of these. One who knows intrinsically such things are finally done. Such things are finally done. The forest turns to summer for a billion shades of green, as the sea turns to the sunlight for bright aquamarine. The way that my love turns to me to say that we are one. Every sense and mind agrees, an artist lives in all of these. One who knows intrinsically such things are finally done. Such things are finally done. Some say it was a big bang. Others 7 days. But in this clockwork universe with its convoluted ways, there's doubt for those with evidence and faith for those with none. Every sense and mind agrees, an artist lives in all of these. One who knows intrinsically such things are finally done. Such things are finally done.
Song I know that has the word Indiana in it. There's a panther in Michigan. Don't let it make your Halloween. Panther in Michigan, although he is seldom seen, and he's following the water and the ways of the Indian, and he's crossing the border to Indiana. There's an awful lot of cover down along the Raisin River. We'd set up on the one side, he'd show up on the other. I know people used to wonder why we couldn't catch the panther. There's an awful lot of cover down along the Raisin River. When a farmer in Manchester called me, I was there in minutes, following a trail of feathers through the high grass. When he screamed, 34 years in law enforcement, man, I've never been so scared. Could see where he was going by the way the grass was moving. There's a panther in Michigan. Don't let it make your Halloween. Panther in Michigan, although he's seldom seen, and he is following the water in the ways of the Indian, crossing the border to Indiana. People who know panthers say that they're lazy hunters, and they'll take a prey that's wounded over one that's healthy, and he might mistake some child playing in a sandbox for some kind of wounded critter down along the Raisin River. Test drivers saw the panther at the Chrysler Proving Grounds. It was during hunting season. He was out there on the track, 'cause he knew if he went in there, he'd be
safe from hunters. He's an uncanny animal. There's a panther in Michigan. Don't let it make your Halloween. Panther in Michigan. Although he's seldom seen, and he's following the water and the ways of the Indian, and he's crossing the border to Indiana.
What a pleasure it has been to play for you folks. Thank you.
Michael Peter Smith.
Sir.
And that wraps it up for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Ivy Tech Community College, the Indiana University Credit Union, and Smithville Fiber for underwriting this show, and to J. Lynn Designs and Fine Print for further support. Thanks to Mr. Michael Smith, who can come back anytime he wishes. And to the Gospel Girls, Suzette Weekly, Sarah Flint, Ginger Curry. The Firehouse Rounders were band leader Jason Fickle on guitar, Ross Martini-Eiler on piano, Carolyn Dutton on fiddle, Don Middleton on drums, Mark Bushkill on bass. The Unusual Suspects were Mark Blackwell, Richard Fish, Betty Greenwell, Mike Leonard, Becky Staff, and honorary suspect, this gentleman here, Michael Smith. Tony Brewer provided sound effects. House sound was provided by Dan Withard, and radio sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our technical crew was Marion Connedy, Ian Winningham, Jim Lang, Ilza Ackerbergs, and Cheryl Mitchell, with Sarah Hetrick serving as studio engineer. A well-fed crew is a happy crew, and we'd like to thank Avers and to Players Pub for feeding us today. Today's show was written by Mr. Stuff It Up Agus and the residents of the Occupy Sesame Street home for Over the Hill Riders. Stage manager was Dan G-Man Salvaggi, and our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Fickle. For WFHB, I'm Dan Salvaggi, reminding you to save the date of March 6th for the next Firehouse Follies!